Welcome back to another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We constantly ask the same question, am I a bad mum? Sometimes we are, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we do the best that we can. Sometimes we just lose our shit in the moment and say things or do things that we may regret.
Yeah, we do. But what do we say? We always say that if you do get to option C, which you've just delivered, and you do have that little bit of like mum guilt or regret or whatever, you just got to take from it the lesson that you learn, right? So maybe next time we wouldn't do it like this, we'd try it like this.
Yeah.
As long as you have that self-reflection moment as a parent to understand how you do the situation better, I think we're all winners.
What is it you say? 90 seconds?
90 seconds.
Take 90 seconds. So there's a situation, 90. Remove yourself for 90 seconds and then you can think about how you really want to react.
Yeah. This is like a text message or an email, they say, like if you're in a workplace, they say, if you get an email or a text message or something that you don't quite agree with, right, hasn't sat well, take 90 seconds before you start replying, walk away from the sitch. If it's walking to the coffee machine, whatever it is, go and do that. So I think with parenting, we speak about it very openly. My reaction time can be like 0.3 of a second, if that's even anything. I can do that. I can go from that to that like real quick. So I try and walk away from the situation. So if you do that, you know, take a little breather.
I sometimes think you need a couple of hours. Like if you get an email or like a work email that's annoyed you, I think it sometimes takes longer than that. Imagine that though in parenting. Okay, I'm not happy about this. Give me 2 hours and I'll come back with a response.
Yeah. See, the 90 seconds takes away the explosion.
Yeah.
And then in the 90 seconds, you can think about what it was that really made you angry, like that core feeling to what made you angry.
Yeah.
Because what you're going to do is you're going to go back, you're going to try and resolve it without the anger. You're still feeling the feelings of anger, but you're not going to go in with like all guns blazing, trying to like fire off things and you might have that breather.
I made my kids angry. They went to school not happy with me this morning because we've introduced something new. So this was something.
This is good. I like it. Like new.
That we started for high school, not in the first term, but I think maybe in the second term, where they get the bus home.
Once a week.
You know, you give them the $4, whatever, gives them a bit of independence.
Yeah. It sort of started, then didn't happen, then started, then didn't happen. It wasn't like a consistent thing, was it? Or did they end up doing it quite consistently? We haven't spoke about it for a while.
It was fairly consistent. It was kind of more around what suited me, to be honest, what I had on. Which, I mean, because it's quite a round trip, like to go pick them up from school, you know, join the pickup line, whatever. Yeah. It takes quite a long time. I know I have to work. Yeah. So now we're in term 4. We have changed it up a little bit and they're going to do 3 days. 3 days a week, home. The girls are not happy with me at all. They gave me the look of death as they left school this morning. We don't want to get the bus home 3 days a week. I said, this is life. Oh. You have to. Not all kids can have parents take them and pick them up every single day. That's not how life works.
No.
School is only 8:30 to 3.
Mm. And most parents either do one or the other. And drop off and pick up kind of thing.
A lot of kids have to do before school care or after school care.
Yeah, I was going to say, and where we are, most of the schools are quite a distance away. So majority of kids are on a bus to and from school anyway. That's life, I've been told. I mean, my kids are consistently late every day for school anyway because they don't have to catch any form of transport because they just go across the road.
But that's almost and like because you think you've got all the time in the world.
No. You do not.
We're also doing one bus to school a week as well.
Are you?
To school. Yeah. Leaves at 7 a.m. Who do you reckon that's going to be more stressful for?
You.
Getting out the house at 6:50.
But imagine that, 7 a.m. They're gone by 7.
Yeah.
You've got a whole morning.
Yeah.
Before your work day. Well, not a whole morning, but you know, enough time to do some exercise, get some you time in.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. They hate me.
I was like, oh, well. You know, routine always takes a little bit longer for others to get a hold of. Am I a bad mum for not being allowed to go out?
Oh.
This is an age kind of, you know, issue that's coming up, as in the older the girls get, the more I get rallied against when I do choose to go out. Which is not being very often. I haven't been going out. I feel like, you know, coming out of the back of 2 weeks holidays, all you do is spend all your time with them.
Mm.
So then when I did ask to go out, well, as in I asked the babysitter if I could go out, and I was lucky enough to go along to the grand final for the football, I was leaving home at 3 p.m. or something. So I was just quickly chucking some, like, mascara on, getting dressed, and, you know, Elsie gives me the old point to the face. What is this? Why have you got your hair done and why are you putting makeup on? And I said, oh, I'm going to go out. Dad's at work, but I'm going to go in and watch the football. Why? And I said, because I was invited. Is that okay? And she was like, no, it's not. She said, because you haven't allowed for 2 tickets for us to come.
Yeah.
And I said, but I've just spent all of the holidays with you. I want to go out for like a couple of hours and then I come home with Dad when he finishes work. I'll come home with Dad and easy done. She was like, no, I don't think you should be going. I was like, sorry, you're 6. When did this even start? When did this
even?
Because kids
think that everything that we do should revolve around them.
Yeah, and that was all her whole thing was, you did not include us in purchasing of the tickets. I said, well, I didn't get offered 3 tickets. I only got offered 1. And if I did get offered 3 tickets, I probably wouldn't be taking you because I'm lucky enough to be in a corporate box.
And you would not appreciate that.
And I love you, but I just want 3 hours or 4 hours to feel like an adult for a bit.
This is the thing though. Like, I love you, but I'm allowed and I'm allowed to enjoy spending time away from you. I never actually say that to my girls. I never say, you know, I enjoy time away from you.
We speak about that.
But we should be able to, because I'm sure they enjoy time away from me sometimes.
They do. 100%. Yeah. And I've always said this because we always discuss it. I was saying this only on the weekend to one of the girls that I was with. She has 5 kids, right?
5.
She's got 5 of them.
Really
beautiful children. And her and her husband, I was with them at the football and we were having that chat and she was like, we just don't do date nights. He comes and goes with work and so they're really a busy, busy family. She said, we just don't. And I said, well, I always say that you need the time by the two of you, but you also need your time.
Mm.
I said, but the kids need time away from you. And she just looked at me and she was like, I've never thought of it like that. And I said, well, they do. They need time away from you to then appreciate you when you reconnect kind of thing. Whether that's 1 hour, whether that's 30 minutes for a coffee, maybe it's a really long shower if you've got a newborn baby. You need to have that disconnect so that when you do reconnect, it sort of reignites that flame.
I've never done like a trip away without my kids before we had the conversation about how important that you said that was.
Yeah.
Like I always thought, you know, if I'm going to, example, a couple of weeks ago we went to Port Douglas for the weekend for a friend's wedding and I didn't bring my kids. I left them at home with babysitter.
Yeah.
And I said to my husband at one point, and I feel bad that, you know, we've done 3 nights and we haven't brought the kids. We got back. They were so tired because they'd been, you know, stayed up late. They'd had a good time and they were feral. They were feral. My kids get rude when they're tired. Yeah. Like they have attitude. They're at that age where they've got so much attitude. And I just looked at them at one point. She's carrying on about something. And I looked at Jay and Jay went, feel bad about doing 3 days in Port Douglas. Should have done 5.
That's the thing though. They literally have a great time without you. But then when they come back to you, they can kind of let their guard down and then that's when, you know, the rudeness starts and I'm tired and I'm this and I'm falling apart. But when really it probably is that they've just missed you.
Yeah. Appreciate each other more. Absence and if you know makes that the heart grow fonder.
Absolutely. See, you nail all of these sayings. I cannot remember any of them.
I did say they were going on and they were carrying on and they were being rude. And I looked at them at one point and I went, I can't wait till we can go on holidays again, like go somewhere like Fiji. And they looked at me like, yeah, that would be really good. I was like, no, you're not coming.
At that time, you think about when we start traveling again, they're going to be old enough to be throwing house parties, Katie. You're in another stage of life where you'll want them to come because then you'll know what they're doing and who's here and what they're doing. Because by then they'll understand how to turn off all your cameras in the house. So you're not going to be checking up on your dog at that stage when they're home and 16 and you're on holidays in Fiji and they've got boys over.
I'm going to only do it this year when we're allowed to travel. And then I'll just say to them, it's not my fault. You're not vaccinated.
No, you didn't.